Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. A few days ago, we said that the main subject and verb of the section of scripture that we're looking at in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 was this: I laid a foundation, by which Paul was referring to himself as the church planter who started the church in Corinth, and the foundation he laid was the redeeming work of Christ. That's what the church is to build upon. Not upon worldly philosophy, not with gimmicks, not with pragmatism, not with fancy speech or flash and dazzle, but the foundation is Jesus Christ. But there are three areas that Paul details about his efforts that help fireproof a church's work. These are the driving forces behind Paul's work. And the first one is this: a grace-based perspective. So notice what Paul says in verse 10 about how he laid the foundation. It was according to the grace of God. Paul's perspective of his role in being a church planter was that he was a church planter by the grace of God. And it was God's grace that made him the type of church planter he was. This word grace that Paul uses is a familiar enough word if you have grown up in the church world. And even if you have not, you wouldn't be unfamiliar to the word or its meaning. The basic meaning that we are familiar with is that grace is undeserved favor or an undeserved gift. So Paul says that God graced him with the ability to skillfully plant the church in Corinth. It wasn't Paul's own wisdom. It wasn't Paul's fierce tenacity or his love for a good challenge. It was the grace of God. We oftentimes like to take credit for work that in reality can only rightly, ultimately be attributed to God's grace. What is it that's going to help fireproof the work your church accomplishes? Building upon the foundation of Christ and then realizing that all the ability stems from the grace of God and not the greatness of man. Today when you pray, please pray for Boris Lebedev and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Jita LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.